We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Let's start with some good news about two cops who saved a marathoner who went into cardiac arrest and collapsed while training in Central Park. The NYPD says officers Noto and Barrow responded to a 911 call Sunday morning about an unconscious man inside the park at 74th Street and West Drive. One of them started doing chest compressions while the other used a defibrillator on the 44-year-old. They kept it up until they got a pulse and the runner regained consciousness. EMS took the man to the hospital, where he's now in stable condition and very grateful to the cops who saved his life. Police are working to get a sexual predator off the street in Park Slope, Brooklyn. He's wanted for two attempted rapes within a matter of days. The latest attack happened Monday night near Carroll Street and 8th Avenue. A 17-year-old girl says the suspect came up from behind, grabbed her rear, and threatened to sexually assault her before she got away. The first incident was a week ago Sunday around the corner at Garfield Place and Prospect Park West. A 26-year-old says a man followed her into her building, exposed himself, and grabbed her waist. After a struggle, she also escaped. Police have the perp's photo, and we're posting it at 1010winds.com. Cops asking you to call Crime Stoppers with any information. Another beating and robbery of a Hasidic man in Williamsburg, Brooklyn last night. And because of what the attackers didn't say, cops are not considering this a hate crime.
As you can see in this video that we have up at 1010winds.com, this victim was clearly wearing Orthodox clothing. He was walking home about 9:30 last night here in Flushing Avenue. But police are not calling it a hate crime because no slurs were yelled at him. Cops in the 79th precinct saying it was an attempted robbery and labeling it a crime of opportunity. I spoke to this woman as she was opening up her grocery store this morning.
Please, if you know anything, see anything, call the cops, please.
A video initially was posted on Twitter by Dove Hyken, who now leads the organization Americans Against Anti-Semitism. In fact, he has a rally about all of this planned at City Hall Sunday.
A Jew walking in the street who's clearly identified as a Jew, literally belting the individual. So many of these cases, no other purpose but to attack a Jew.
His latest shocking crime, he says, part of open season on Jews. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, Flushing Avenue in Williamsburg.
The Central Park Conservancy is working with the city on a $150 million project to transform the north end of the park used by many Harlem residents. The main piece of the project is to replace the aging Lasker Pool and skating rink just past the Harlem Mir, the man-made lake created in the mid-19th century. If all goes well, the new pool will be open to swimmers in the spring of 2024, with the rink for skaters following in the fall. More improvements here. City leaders are set to break ground this morning on a $139 million infrastructure project in downtown Far Rockaway. Renovations will upgrade the sewer system, expand the sidewalks, and create new public plazas. The groundbreaking taking place at the Beach 20th Street Pedestrian Plaza. The NYPD officer shot in the wrist on Staten Island yesterday is being released from the hospital today. The 30-year-old female officer was wounded while trying to arrest a suspect in a domestic violence incident. Police say 39-year-old Gregory Edwards fired two shots at them, and officers returned fire, killing him. The officer underwent surgery at Richmond University Medical Center. Mayor de Blasio and Police Commissioner O'Neill praised her for her bravery. State Senator Todd Comiskey today proposed legislation to ban hotels in New York from using those little single-use plastic bottles containing shampoo, conditioner, body wash, and such. He found that with over 630 hotels just in New York City alone, the legislation would save 27.4 million plastic bottles from being disposed of each year. Just last month, Marriott announced it would replace single-use shampoo, conditioner, and bath gel and guest room showers, with larger pump-topped bottles in most of its 7,000 properties worldwide by the end of next year.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!